Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 to 32. Either or. Here is God, through Moses, setting before the Hebrew people, just before they go into the promised land, spelling out to them, setting before them, the great terms of the covenant and his demands upon them, reminding them of his great mercies toward them. But here, look at how he comes to the end of this little section. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey, the curse if you disobey, and so on. Either or. God is saying to the Hebrews, the ball is in your court. Here I've given you the covenant. I'm now giving you the land. I've blessed you. I've provided for you. I've kept you. I've delivered you from Egypt. I made my promise to Abraham. I'm keeping my word. Now it's all being set up for you. I have promised to go with you. You will conquer this land. It will be yours. I will prosper you. But the condition is you must keep the covenant. Now this is Israel in the old covenant. The alternative, and it is the alternative, it's either or, is a curse or a blessing. It's a blessing or a curse. There is no middle way. The alternative is blunt, is stark, is clear, is blessing or curse. And when it comes to the land, God says, I want you to be very clear about it. There are two mountains over there. There are two mountains, Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal. And you're going to use these two mountains, one for blessing. You're going to read the blessings there. You're going to proclaim those blessings there on this Mount Gerizim. And on Mount Ebal, you will do the same, but proclaim the curses. God is laying it out before them. Now, what about the new covenant? Well, there's a change of covenant. But does this principle come over? Does the alternative idea come over? Well, it certainly does. We're either in Adam or in Christ. We're either believers or unbelievers. We're either unregenerate or regenerate. We're either far off or near. The broad way or the narrow way. We're either alive in Christ or dead in our sins. We're either justified before God and righteous before him, or we're under his wrath. It can be clearer in the New Testament. From Genesis to Revelation, we have men and women. One of these two lines is, there's not a third way. There's not a middle of the road. There are those who are under the curse of God and those under the blessing of God. There are those under the blessing of God. There are those under the curse of God. Now, what is God saying to the Hebrews here? Your concern must be the covenant. It's a question of obedience. Disobey the commands, obey the commands. Keep the commands, not keep the commands. Keep the covenant, betray the covenant. This is the alternative. It couldn't be clearer, it couldn't be simpler. And when I read the New Testament, when I see the New Covenant, when I read about the church, the ecclesia, when I read about the gospel, when I read about addressing the gospel to sinners, proclaiming the word of God, preaching Christ, and so on, when I see the evidence in the New Testament, when I see the records of it, what do I see? Always this alternative held before us. God wants obedience. Look at verse 32. Be sure that you obey all the decrees and laws I am setting before you today. And we saw that way back in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 29. Oh, that the Hebrews always had such a heart to serve me. God is not willing that any should perish. Now, I know there are mysteries here and difficulties, but I've written about that in my work, The Gospel Offered is Free. But forget the mysteries and the difficulties now. Here is God offering the gospel to us. Let me address unbelievers first of all. God offering the gospel to us, bringing Christ to us, preaching Christ to us, warning us of our condition. And what is he commanding us? Obedience. What do you mean? Repent and believe the gospel. Trust Christ. Come unto me, receive me, welcome me. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. There's the command of the gospel. There's the duty of the gospel. And the alternative, either or, will you obey, friend? Unbelieving friend, will you obey the gospel? Will you obey it now? Will you submit to Christ? Will you receive Christ? Will you believe? Will you trust? Will you repent? Will you turn to Christ now and be saved? Either or. Well, you can see the alternative here. Curses and blessings. Do you want to stay under the wrath of God? Do you want to be under it forever? Then you disobey the gospel. You refuse Christ. You won't be for him, you'll be against him. But if you want everlasting salvation, submit now, bow the knee, bend the will, open the heart to Christ and receive him. And of course, the believer too. I would appeal to the churches, keep the covenant. Which covenant? The new covenant. Be ye separate, says the Lord, come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. Don't get mixed up with pagans. This is what God is saying to Israel, this is what he says to the Ecclesia. Israel didn't listen. Israel might read the curses, might read the blessings, they might repeat all the things, they might go through the motions, but they disobeyed God again and again until they went into captivity. Are we going to repeat that? We've repeated it in the past. 1,000 years of dark ages, you know. The dark ages. The middle ages. There's been much declension. I believe we're in such a time of declension now. And dreadful consequences will come. May God awaken us to this stark alternative. And our great concern should be keeping the covenant, pleasing God and obeying the covenant. Unbeliever, repent and believe. Child of God, may we walk in the ways of God's word in obedience to his covenant, for Christ's sake. Amen.